Okay.
Okay. Nothing so pressing, just theoreticals.
Okay. Zechen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zechen Nishmas Daniel Shane, Mas Yeshua Fala. Okay, so yesterday we were talking about the question of Chatzos. You know, why the Ramah says you should wait till to eat the Suda before Chatzos. So we said it had to do with the fact that if you don't do Chatzos, then you're going to have to daven, do it after Mincha. But it's not pshat that there's a, because of a shita of Chatzos. Because we saw that it's either Samach L'Mincha or even afterwards. But it's not that we're choshish for a shita of Chatzos. That you shouldn't eat. Because is there a real shita that Chatzos, you should have Suda after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos? Again, there were Anshei Maisa, big tzaddikim, who used to be. But now the one shita we saw was the Ran, right? The Ran, that the Ran shita is the what? That Samach L'Mincha means Mincha Gedola, right? So could it mean? So could the Ramah mean that we're choshish for that shita of Mincha Gedola? Right? Could we be choshish for that shita? Now we saw, when does the Ramah quote that shita of Mincha Gedola? Does anyone remember? That Samach Mincha Lo Yochal. So by Sukkot, right? As Ramah says in Hilchos Sukkot in the Shulchan Aruch, that Sukkot you shouldn't have a Suda after Chatzos. Or Samach L'Mincha Gedola, so that's like Chatzos. So maybe one could say that that's the pshat over here, that we're choshish for the Shita, like someone said to me, maybe we're choshish for the Shita of the Ran, right? We saw the Shita of the Ran. I didn't zero to the Ran here, but I have the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva where he quotes this Ran on page 17. He says, Shishita Shlishis, the third Shita on page 17 on the left side, in Tshuva Ayin Vav, it says, Shlishis Yidas Haran, the Oseber of Pesach Lechol Mimicha Gedolo L'mala. So that could be the Pshat over here, right? This sheet of the Ran. What do you think? Do you think that's true or not true?
Why over here would he say Chatzos when by Sukkot he says Samach L'Mincha Gedola? Why would you switch the lesson if you're going to that?
In other words, in Hilchos Sukkot he's Machmir, right?
No, he's Machmir, but his lesson is Samach L'Mincha Gedola, no?
What's his lesson? No? What is it? What is it? Was it Tofresh Lamites? Because that could be another idea of pshat, why the Ramah says you have to eat in the morning. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
And he quotes that shita in Hilchos Sukkah. That's the big question we had. How come he doesn't quote it in Hilchos Pesach? Because the whole the Makor is from Hilchos Pesach. The Mishnah of...
Oh, he does say, Bechatzot Eilach.
We are in Hilchos Sukkah. Right. And here he uses the Lashon what? Shacharis. Yasalo Hasuda B'Shacharis. He doesn't even use the Lashon Chatzos. Mm-hmm. But Shacharis Pash just means, like the Rabbi Yaakov Emin said before, Chatzos. Sorry. No. So what do you say? What do you say about that? Could that be another pshat in the Ramah? that we're choshesh for the shita, that you're not supposed to have a suda on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, just like the Ramah quoted in that's the sheet of the Ran, what the Chassam Sofer just quoted, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So maybe that's the shot over here.
So why is
that a tenable pshat for the Ramah that he's just following? He's following his regular shita, right? His regular shita is to follow the Ran, right?
Only by Sukkah.
Right, and that's the question. How come he doesn't bring it by Pesach? And Pesach is the original Malka. So we said that one Pshat, the Rav Yaakov Emden says, Rav Yaakov Etlinger says, because maybe Pesach, you're not going to get to eat till later on Pesach. Well, we said that the Mogen Avraham says that Pesach, you can't eat chametz. Yeah, you're going to eat chametz on Sukkot. So then you're going to be full. More full, right? They'll fill you up more than the matzah. So therefore, we have to be machmir, right? So what do you say about that? You hear the question. In other words, maybe that could be another pshat. We gave this pshat. I think the pshat we gave yesterday was the correct pshat, because you look in the Sefer Minhagim and he explains the Indian. So if you want to make sure to get the correct pshat, then you have to look at the original sources inside. And we looked at Rav Isaac Turner. We looked it up in the packet. And he says, because if not, you're going to be ending up doing the Suda. See, if you miss Chatzos, it's not pshat, then you'll do it at 1 o'clock. Today, we said, if you miss Chatzos, you can do it a little earlier, and you won't have a problem. So Chatzos is not so crucial anymore. But you know... So what do you think, Rabosai? So I don't think it could be the pshat. I'll tell you why. Well, who paskin like the Ran, Rabosai? Who paskin like the Ran?
It's a Ramah.
Right, but I mean, where did the Ramah get it from?
In the Maril.
Yeah, that I put in the packet here. You want to see the Maril? Take a look at the Halakha Maril on page 15. No, the Maril on the Minhagim Maril. That's here.
Page?
Page 13. He says, Oma Marisegel, also Bachil, there are pages of Minhag Gedol Olamal. Right? He paskins like the Ram. And the only question is, how come he didn't bring this down in Hilchas Pesach? He only brought it down in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes in Hilchas Sukkos. So we said the pshat. But why? But maybe now let's give a pshat. Maybe that's the pshat in Hilchas Purim. So why? The reason I don't think it's true, you know why? Because in the Shut Mariel, when he explains this whole thing, you would think the Mariel should be the one saying this halacha of Chatzos, right? But the Shulchan Aruch says no, that you can really have the meal lot till Esser Shos. And you see that he wasn't choshish for this halacha. There was in that whole Shuvas Mariel, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that halacha.
That was the same person.
Yeah, the same person. So Lechora, you see that's not where... And he didn't fakir, he doesn't work with Chatzos. If anybody should work with Chatzos by Purim, it should be the Maril. So, but in the Maril, in the Tshuva, the Shoyal was talking, but the Maril was responding to him, but he didn't say, hey, no, we have to be Choshesh for the sheet of Mecha Gedolah. And that would have explained everything, and he didn't need Glex to say that. So it could be that he's not... And Taka, why not? So if you say like the Bikur Yaakov, it makes sense because it's only a din. He was only choishish by Sukkos. But he didn't say. He didn't say that. He didn't bring down the din of Micha Gedola by Purim. There was the Ramah is not quoting the Maril here. The Ramah is quoting the Rav Isaac Turner.
Right.
So why did he quote the Maril? And fakir, the Maril writes on this topic, and the Maril what?
Don't say this.
Doesn't say it. So why not? Why isn't he choshish?
Because The Maharil only says Pesach.
The Maharil only brings it down by Hilchos Sukkah. So he says it doesn't bring it down Pesach. And why doesn't he bring it down in Hilchos Purim? So he doesn't bring it down. Maybe he wasn't choshesh for it. For maybe for
any fans who has not taken a yearbook picture, please go down to the gym now. A senior, please. The real Berman and Yitzhak Schmeidler, please report to the gym now. Thank you.
Information was positive. I'm sure I don't have any issues.
Just in case.
Sorry. We had a.
I've had it already, but I'm still forced to wear a mask. So.
Yeah. Okay. You want to move a little bit?
Yeah, gotcha. Sorry.
Ezra could tell you about our measuring. Someone who had it, but it was more than 6 feet away. So, and Ezra saw how we measured it very meticulously.
I thought these days it's like almost like it's up to interpretation what 6 feet is.
Yeah, okay. So, but he doesn't bring it down. That. So it's interesting that he was a choshesh. How come the Maharil wasn't a choshesh in Hilchos Purim? That would have solved everything. But you see that the Maharil wasn't quoting the Maharil. And fakir, you see the Maharil himself said that you could really eat the meal till you want to be choshesh for the Bahag and choshesh for Rabbi Yehuda, so you'll start the meal before 3 o'clock. Right? But he doesn't say start the meal before 12 o'clock or whatever. So he was a chashish in Hilchos Purim. Maybe Purim is. Pashas is Purim, like the Truma Sedeshin says, that the reason why people eat the meal later in Purim is because you're so busy in Purim, so it's hard to do it. So to make the people have to do it beforehand in Purim might be a little bit too difficult, even though the end of Shulchan Aruch does try to say that. To have the meal. In the morning.
Just a clarification, the Maharil says by Sukkot that you should have.
Maharil was by Hilchos Sukkot. Oh! Maharil of Hilchos Sukkot says that you should not have a Suda after Chatzos and Erev Sukkot.
Isn't one like the rice and one.
But by Pesach he doesn't, even though his original Mokar. In other words, Maharil said it by Pesach. And then the Ramah brings it down only in Hilchos Sukkot.
Not by Pesach.
Right. Maharil said by Pesach. And the Ramah, who's based on the Maharil, only brought it by Sukkot. And in Purim, he doesn't bring it at all. So, but I don't think that's the pshat, because you see in Chuvus Maharil, he didn't even. It's interesting to think about the two Maharils, right? The two Maharils, this Maharil and the other Maharil. Okay, so that's another thing I wanted to point out. Okay, let's take a look now in the Sefer Nahar Mitzrayim. On page 30. So this Sefer Nahar Mitzrayim on Hilchos Purim on Sif Yud Gimel. Nahar Mitzrayim, Rafael Aaron Ben Shimon, Rosh of Bezdin, Bekal Kodesh Mitzrayim Kafeha. So look on page 30. Chushachal Purim Be'erv Shabbos, the second arrow on page 30. See, Shechal Purim Be'erv Shabbos Haminik Hayofer V'Hanoyim. Look what he calls it. He calls it Haminik Hayofer V'Hanoyim. Who lasas Hasuda Be'erv Achar Tfilas Mincha. In other words, he's from the opinion that you should have the Suda late in the day, after Tfilas Mincha. In other words, you have Mincha late in Mincha, or semi late. Uve'emtza ha'suda poris mapo b'kadosh. V'chozer v'ochel suda Shabbos. So the Nahamit tribe, so that was the, so he was the Rav in Egypt. It's interesting, like Rav Glover, because we have to put out Rav Glover says Minig Yerushalayim, Minig of Mitzrayim. Minig of Mitzrayim. Okay. That, you see, he writes it. We saw yesterday in the Shul of the Mariel, it says, Parashim Abba Kaddish is only B'diyevet. All right, we saw that in the on page, 1 second. So on page 15 in the Shul. After the Yevani Moshach Sudos Rav Shavas had a line of Paris Makal Makadish. Shubas Mariel says only with the Yevani, but he's saying no. He calls it Haminig Hayafe Vahanoim. Haminig Hayafe Vahanoim. Why isn't Yafe Noim? It could be because this way you don't have to rush. You know, now you have to rush. You have to have the meal. You know, this way you're relaxed. You're already prepared. You're already ready for Shabbos. So you're already in the Shabbos mode. And then you have the Suda's Purim. You're ready in the Shabbos mode. There's nothing to rush because everything's set up for Shabbos already. So maybe that's why it's a minhag yafa v'anoyim. There's much less pressure.
What's Purim not?
But 1 second.
Also, everyone else says that you're like on a normal year, you're supposed to do it after mincha time. So it would be strange if we said, oh yeah.
Well, that's why the Mariel, the Rambam says to do it at Shachas. To do it after you daven mincha because you don't want to have a suda before mincha. But the other eitzah, the Isaac Turner, is doing it with Shachas. But he's giving you another eitzah, just get ready for Shabbos, like a regular Friday. Get ready for Shabbos, and you'll start, but instead of going to shul right away, you're going to start the meal. You start the meal, and then you'll daven in the. In other words, you'll daven mincha. I guess everyone lives next to near the shul, so they'll daven mincha, and they'll go home. And mincha means mincha ketana. They'll go, and then they'll start the suda, and then they'll go and say kiddush once shkia comes, and then there's no pressure anywhere because you're ready. You're already in Shabbos mode. You don't have to get ready for Shabbos. You can just start.
When
are you going to daven Maariv? You'll daven Maariv sometime.
When
is that Maariv? Well, if you daven Maariv beforehand, then it's a question, maybe you can't make the Suda's Purim anymore because you're already Mekabel Shabbos.
Right.
So it's already the next day, Look, Gabriel, so you should dafka not mekabel Shabbos. You shouldn't mekabel Shabbos.
So you're talking how much before Meir, before the Shkia? An hour and a half?
It depends what shita he's working with or something like that. But he has.
Well, you mean as early as possible, not well he dominates.
I guess. So he says, "Emtza suda paris ma'afu b'kaddish." In the middle of the suda, you cover the challah, you make kiddush.
What do you say by benching? You say.
Look what he's going to say. So he's going to talk about that. Chozev ochel suda shabbos chenkasa marikash chakem v'rochem berkas hamazon v'omer al anisim. And then he says, "You're going to say al anisim." The basa ascholas asuda is leaning. The basa maran chesas maran b'licholik. One second. V'chakach must follow Arvin Shal Shabbos, and then you'll daven Maariv. Zoy derech Hayose Yeshara. Chainu min hagenu bir hakodesh Yerushalayim. See, we're going to give Shalayim. Chain anachnu nogim. Chain nogim rabim yirei Hashem v'choshrei Shemo. Meridik.
Purim comes out on Friday in Yerushalayim. But it comes out by us on Thursday, then it's Friday, but then...
Right. What we have...
I think last year, later.
Yeah.
I think last year we were Thursday, no?
Yeah, so then they had Friday.
Last year was Tuesday.
No,
well, whatever year, sometime. It'll be, they'll have it on Friday. Test Flav will be on Friday. Right? So he says, so he likes that. So it's interesting that the Mariel... You see, I can see, in other words, I can't see a Yaki doing this. So Mariel, Minhagei Mariel, is not going to, they said that's only a B'diyevet. He's saying, oh, he praises it. Mina hayofe v'anoyim. He says, but I can see that this idea that, you know, you can be more relaxed this way. Because, in other words, you make sure you're ready for Shabbos, and now everything's ready for Shabbos. And the table sets for Shabbos. Everything's for Shabbos. That's why Avraham Levin had a kash on me, that I'm always makbid to set the table for Shabbos Thursday night. So what am I going to do this Thursday night? I can't set the table for Shabbos because first we have to have the... So, but if you do Paris Mapa Makadish, then it works out very good. But it's not my minig, so... But he says, minig Yishalayim, minig Nahar Mitzrayim.
Oh, so you have... You're talking about the
Parasuri,
you do Parasuri
with that? That's what he's suggesting, that the Sefer Nahar Mitzrayim.
Don't you do it in the morning? Don't you do it in the morning?
Yes, that's what the Ramah says. But the Nahar Mitzrayim says differently. The Nahar Mitzrayim says that you should do it... you'll daven mincha, and then after mincha you'll have the suda. Mincha ketana, and then you'll have the suda, and then when shkia comes, you'll make kiddush, and then you'll continue eating, and then after the meal, you're going to say al anisim. What about ritzei? So that's what Daniel Arbert said. So you're not going to make say ritzei if you do a basar haskalas asuda.
So, Rabbi, it says that he didn't daven
Ma'ariv
yet.
So basically, he's not going to say Ritzei.
You're not Mekayim Shabbos Suda. It's like a catch-22.
No, you're Mekayim Shabbos Suda because you made Kiddush. And now you're going to make Kiddush at Shkia, and now you continue eating for Shabbos Suda.
So then you are acknowledging that it's Shabbos, so then you should have to say Ritzei.
No, because you could say that he says he's passing like the Shita that you always follow the Tchila Sasuda. You see, if you say like Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik that Ritzei is not a Chov in the Birkas HaMazon, it's a Chov in the Suda. It makes the Suda Shabbos, then this won't work. But if you say that no, it's a Din in Birkas HaMazon. So you're going to say Ritzei, this is a good riddle to say to somebody. When is it that you're going to have a Suda Shabbos and you're not going to say Ritzei on the Suda Shabbos? So according to the Shita, see, if you hold that you don't follow Tchila Suda, you follow Sof Suda, you follow where you can follow the Tchila and the Sof, it's one thing. But he's saying you follow only Tchila Suda. So therefore, at the end of Birkas HaMazon, when you make Birkas HaMazon, you're going to say Al Anisim on Friday night, because you started the Suda in the daytime, but you won't say Ritzei. You won't say Ritzei. It was Tchila Suda. It wasn't Shabbos. And this is one continuation of the Suda.
This is all...
No,
this is one meal.
Unless you say that once you parish Mamma Kam Kaddish, it's considered like another Tchila Suda.
Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Well,
what do we do when Rish Chodesh comes out on Friday and they make an early Shabbos and they wash out?
So if you have other bodies, it believes like this. Tchila Suda. Always Tchila Suda. Oh, this
so it's Rish Chodesh. So you won't make Ritzei either? But it's Shabbos. You make Mavel Shabbos, right?
No, if...
The early summer Shabbos. And Rish Chodesh is Friday.
Rish Chodesh is Friday. Right, so you...
And I make Kiddush early before.
Right, so you won't say...
Yeah,
you won't, because you were in Mavel Shabbos.
Even though I washed...
Even though you washed before Shkia. Because
you won't say Yalavio.
You won't say Yalavio. Okay.
But if you make Kiddush, then you say it's Friday, right?
So unless you say that once you make Kiddush, that's like another Tchila Sasuda.
But
I don't know. He doesn't say that. He says the Pharisee should make Al Anisim, but he doesn't say. He doesn't say you make Ritzei Vachalitzeinu.
This is Tchila Shabbos Suda, because before it was only Perm Suda.
All right, so that's one possibility to say that maybe there are two Tchila Sasudas.
So this is all, Rebbe, this is all depend on if you hold like Rabbi Hood or Rabbi Yossi over there
I don't know. To me, if he doesn't write, say Machlokes, either he just holds you don't say it, or he holds it's pashut you say it. Because Al Anisim is a chiddush because it's no longer Purim anymore. But maybe.
Well, technically, it's Shushan Purim. I know that.
Yeah, but we don't say Al Anisim on Shushan Purim if we don't live in Yerushalayim. And...
Right, but maybe that's a good chap of like, it's not technically Purim, it's actually, but it's still Shushan Purim, so it's still an Indian of Purim. I mean, you don't say Tachnun, it's still like, it still has some significance.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, maybe.
How do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda there in that sukkah in Abim Sodom, right?
We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. As we discussed this, the Bahad paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi.
And you can continue.
Ochel v'holer.
You don't have to stop and bench.
Right. No, but then but we paskin b'tchila to like Rabbi Yossi. Oh, you could start, but l'gabei this. Rabbi Yossi also says you can continue into Shabbos. That we pass like Shmuel, that part is Mavu
B'Kaddish. All right. Just to clarify, this is one big Suda that starts the Mitzrayim? The
Nahar Mitzrayim? It's one, meaning you started the Suda, once Shkia comes, you stop, and you say Kiddush, and then you continue on.
So it should be Chayav to Bray Marit, like right as you make Kiddush? Like,
yes. Yeah, but he's held not that way.
You're not really eating much, but most of it you're eating on Shabbos, or the Narva time.
Yeah. Well?
Isn't most of your eating on Shabbos? Shkia, isn't that Shabbos?
Anything you ate before, Shkia Sudas Purim. And anything after is Sudas Shabbos. Now, somebody, when I was in Pesach,
is there a Chisas Kova for Shabbos if you just use the leftovers from the Suda for Shabbos?
Maybe. I mean, the Maisa, the Shoyl and Maril says the whole Poros Ma'apel Mekadesh is only a B'di'evit. But you see from the Nar Mitzrayim that it's Lachatchila. He holds it's Lachatchila. He holds Fakir, it's Mehuder, it's a Hider. I'm just trying to understand why it is. So I suggested because now people are already in Shabbos mode and they don't have that pressure, you know. It's a big pressure, you know, to have a Suda and this, you know. Especially this year we didn't even change the clock yet. So the day is still on the shorter mode.
Excuse me, Rabbi. I can see the point of the Har Mitzrayim of doing it in that room because... if you do it in the morning, you're not going to have enough time to prepare for Shabbos per se. When are we going to prepare the cooking and everything?
Right. You have to prepare Thursday night.
One of the Tamim said not to make anything in the morning because we need time to prepare for Shabbos.
Right. Yeah. So then this is better, you're saying?
Yeah.
You have the whole morning to prepare. It's a regular Friday, and you're not going to go on to Suda Shabbos, Purim mode until basically the end of the day. You know, look in the Meiri now. Someone, when I was in Passaic the other day, I was giving a shiur in Passaic, and as soon as I walked in, someone said to me, "Oh, you got to see this Meiri." So look in the Meiri on page 31 and Ksubas Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Take a look. The line that begins Besuda Rishona, that line on page 31. Besuda Rishona says, Af anu v'amaseh no'ogim v'purim shechal yazbev shava shemaschilim besuda mivod yom ad shikadesh hayom v'parsim apel v'kachin v'gom v'sasuda. And this fellow who said it to me on page 31 said, you see, the Miri also is saying it over like it's a lechatchila. Havanu v'avoseinu nogim b'purim shachal yos b'av shav shemaschilim b'suda b'vodyom ad sheikadesh hayom parsim avom kachim v'gom v'sasuda maskirim b'ashal purim v'tam zesh v'af chamisha osu yom Nesu, right? I didn't know Sir Mahaski and Barshal Purim, half of Shavar Yom Arbeso, Ben Shasa Bracha, Shasu the Shabbat, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rashi Hadoshim, Otsema Kolwecha, Achashasa Bracha, or Fil Achum Ibn Yom, the Shochach. Hello, Birch, which is Hecha Duska, the Marka Roy, the Shasa Bracha, Kikazua Makhon Shul Psachim. Kol Vrach Ben Hashmash Adam Azok Yom HaKadusha U'maskir Bein HaMa'ora Ein B'Knis Ein Mitzia. So he writes Mefarish also the idea of doing a Suda when? B'Paras Mapa.
But according to him it sounds like you would say Ahalanit and Edric today. He's saying that really it's Shabbos, but this Purim also happened on Tevot, you could be able to mention Alanitim then too.
Right. Right. So you're saying.
Yeah. So maybe he holds Basar Suda, Sof Suda, not Chilas.
Yeah, maybe he'll Sof Suda, he's saying. So if he'll Sof Suda, so that he has the you say Ritzay. And well, what's the heter then to say Alanisim? So he's saying, because since Tezvav, you know, so you found Sof Sud, he's saying. That's what Rav Katan is saying. Hakol Holich Ach Shas Bracha, Achar Shas Bracha, meaning you go Sof Sud when you're benching, the Shas Bracha. Sud Yishem Shalaila. Yeah.
So, Rabbi, in this situation, there's not going to be a case where you're going to say Alanisim and Ritzay together?
Well, he says you will. You'll say, because the Sof Suda is Shabbos. And then, according to the Meiri, you're going to say both.
Right.
Because he's like Rav Katan said, you're following Sof Suda.
But Sof Suda is not permanent anymore, though.
So he says, well, Chushan Purim is good enough. I've considered Shanaz as a chupa, Afabishal is chilmayim.
So the Miri's agreed with me.
I don't get, like.
You're following Sof Suda.
Why would you go to Chila Suda? What's the term of that? Like, the Sof Suda is like what your last mindset is. So
yeah, but the Chila Suda is probably that's the Zman of that you. You know, you could say either. You could say as far as either way.
Well, the reason probably is when it comes to Shabbos, there's a kedusha, the kedusha of Shabbos. Even though you'll go Osor Tchilas Suda, but when you're going into Shabbos, it might be different because yeah. There's an elevation of kedusha there that should
maybe. Be Maybe.
The kiddush he would be making when he's Poras HaLamapa is 100% the Oraisa. You don't even need the Lev Masna here because he didn't daven yet.
He did, you see? Rav Katan says a good thing. Here is a situation where the husband's making kiddush and he didn't daven Mar yet. Usually it's a whole problem. He daven Mar, you know, the whole discussion we had. And here, in the Parash Mamba Kaddish, you get the Kula Deus. It's Mamish Adarais. Without any Shilas. Ooh, I like that. Rav Katan. Wow. I'm going to write that down.
Very good. That's an incentive, probably, maybe, to do this.
Yeah, you can Mamish.
I was wondering when they would say Kabbalah Shabbat. Meaning maybe after Mincha they think of Kabbalah Shabbos right away, and then they start to burn Suda.
Like, his question is, when is the wife lighting candles for Kabbalah Shabbos? Right before Kiddush.
Yeah, right before Kiddush.
Right before, by the regular one of the stages, I mean.
Right.
Yes. Sir.
Every year Rav Goldberg does it down. I was reminiscing with my wife 16 years ago. We had it was a year like that. I think it's been it's not the only time, but 16 years ago it was a person, and we were going away for Shabbos, so we already had the Suda early in the day, and now we were going away for Shabbos. I was speaking that Shabbos in Riverdale, so we were going away to Riverdale, and they were holding by the Paras Mabo Kaddish as we were leaving the building. Yeah.
Then you save that kais for the Adelai other kais.
The kais of what?
Kais of Kiddush.
Yeah, but the Kiddush is Purim is over.
I know it's still in the middle of the Sukkot.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's over. I didn't make up
though. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that, any further drinking is not going to be. I mean, all the festivities of Purim have to. I mean, no, it's to sing and dance.
Yeah.
I mean, every Purim we go into the night.
Right.
And we're going to bench, we're going to say, if you say Alanisim, then it's still sort of this point.
Yeah.
But is the Kiddush, according to the Narva Tzara, isn't the Kiddush still before Shabbos starts?
Yeah.
Is that an issue?
What?
The fact that Kiddush is before Shabbos starts? Is it a
Kiddush? Well, at Shkia, we're making Kiddush.
Well, I thought before it was not before Shkia.
I mean, right then.
Oh, so that's
once Shkia comes, we have to stop eating.
So
and now they make Kiddush.
So you're
allowed to
talk
about
that's
all.
Yeah,
so
well, again. So he's making it in Ashmosh, so we should make it wait till maybe till Vaday Lila.
Well, the Rambam sheet is that Kiddush you only have to make Samach.
Even at the Raisa, you can Kiddush.
Yeah, in other words, what you're saying, Rav Meir, is if you want to say like Rav Yosef Katan, that there's a Kiddush the Raisa, should we be Makhtid Dafka to wait with the Kiddush to that it's Vadei Laila?
Right.
But the Rambam says it doesn't have to be Vadei Laila.
Okay.
I
know, like an MTJ, they don't have a mar until 72 on Friday night.
Yeah, that's why they probably.
Is that just for Myra, but they want the kiddush? Maybe it's just a Myra.
Uh huh, yeah. That's interesting. I never dabbed there Friday night.
That's an old dance. I was there once for Shelly Small's Shema Brothers.
Uh-huh.
So now in Yeshiva they have a Kabbalah Shabbos in 72.
Did they first start a Kabbalah Shabbos?
They start Kabbalah Shabbos in 72.
Wow. And that's not even the Rav Moshe Shita's.
I don't know what Rav Moshe's been. It was the minute before Rav Moshe came.
Interesting.
So he never changed the minute.
Yeah, interesting.
That's the way I heard it. I don't know if it's
Yeah, right here. Okay, everyone. So this is an interesting. This is the end of this packet. Now I made a packet of Purim Meshulash that I'm going to give tonight, but maybe I'll do some of it with you fellas so you could get a little taste of it. Ilan, you have the. Could you give it? I don't know if I can do the whole thing. But tomorrow we're also going to have Chumash here. You want to give it out?
Yeah, I'll send it in the WhatsApp group. What would
Midol Chathila
if a person's homie has all the time? What would the person do?
They would do with the Baboker.
And finish before?
Yeah, we'll have to finish before, but before Chatzos they would have the Suda.
But then you have to finish before Chatzos?
The question is, you go to 3 o'clock, then it's going to be very pressurized to set up for Shabbos.
It's set up already. He's in the dining room with his friends and he's drinking. His wife has her whole kitchen set up.
Oh, yeah.
So Paras Mappa later, if he goes to Myra, his wife
is in other words, look, if you have this minute to do Paras Mappa, you have it, but if you don't have it...
Is there a time that I have to stop eating?
Technically speaking... according to Rav Yossi, you're ochel the whole lechat shetachshav.
Right. No, but what is a ben Torah supposed to do?
I don't know. I hold a ben Torah should stop a little earlier, and then he has to get ready for Shabbos.
Is it done? Okay.
don't know, but like, did he shower ready for Shabbos before the probably not.
Yeah, good shower after the shower in the morning.
Right.
I'm sure he went to the mikveh in the morning before the Megillah.
Yeah, okay.
No, but whatever. I mean, of course you have to leave time to go to the mikveh. Like, but I remember when I was a buffer, the mikveh was the best place on Friday.
Yeah.
Everybody came to the mikveh. They were available. It was good. Tiny little mikveh with 50 guys in there. Talk about 40 years ago. And the mashkiach walked in. They gave him over the head. Was labeling, and the mikveh was the best place to be. An hour before the shkia.
Yeah.
You had to run around to give shalach manos tomorrow. Also with that zulah.
Two people. I'm yaitzer. I don't know. The biggest mitzvah to give out 50 shalach manos of an apple and an orange. But it's not even shalach suda, or to sit by my suda and enjoy purim. Sing and learn and hit by Tyra. Oh, what's more important? I don't have little kids to run around to the Rebbeim. So right. I give my two neighbors and I give my brother.
Okay.
Not running around with
this. Rav Goldberg was the expert on Tori's Mappa.
Yeah, he does it. He does it, yeah.
He does it.
Right, Pasha's before this one. Yeah. Okay, Rabose, let me say hello to everyone. Rav Yosef Katan, I like your svara. And Rav Ezra Hagler, and Rav Levitt, and Yehuda Shitris, Moshe Carroll, and Natan Bauer, and Rav Meir Kesselman, and Yarnola, and Harari, and Daniel Albert, and Ilan, and Wax, how you doing? Our friend Wax, shalom Wax. Wax is hailing from Hawaii. Wax is in Hawaii. And Avi Hoffman and Daniel Albert, Jacob Silberger, Ezra Hagler, Ari Mandelblum, Victor Felder, and Rav Hess, Rav Ezra Hess Shlita.
Have a good day.
Okay. Okay, Daniel, call me soon and we'll discuss it. Okay.
Is there a shiur tomorrow?
Yeah, shiur tomorrow. Regular time, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
11:30 Chumashir. I'm going to say over the Shia that I was supposed... Last year we were supposed to have a Shalosh Shudas together. And I prepared a packet for the Shalosh Shudas. And then they canceled the Shabbos. They canceled it on us. So I never said over that. So that packet I made for last year, Parshas Tetzaveh, Shabbos Zohar. So I'm going to make for this year, I'm going to say over that same packet.
Is Rabbi home for Purim?
Yeah.
And he's accepting visitors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Cult of...
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Vishal wanted me to tell Rabbi that he has COVID, so that's why he hasn't been able to come to Shir.
Okay, okay. He should be well. Okay. Okay, but let him come online. Come online. Unless he's not feeling well.
Right, yeah, he's not feeling well.
Yeah.
Simon, where's Jonathan Horowitz? Is he going to share?
He's in the library. You can see him. You can meet him in the library.
Okay.